Hello and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's new episode of X Vlog Live. We got some breaking news and we got a very special guest joining us. Mr. Gears of War himself is here. SAS Shadows, who obviously celebrated a huge thing for his personal Twitch channel. 800 new subscribers in a month, folks. It is exciting news. C-Money is here. I, as a host, failed because I was doing multiple things. I'm cleaning the house. I did a little bit of food shop, and I'm trying to put stuff away. And I sent the link, which I thought I sent the link to C-Money. He should be here momentarily.
Apologies. Gassing about Gears as well. My bad.
Yeah, no. That's completely on me. So obviously, we got breaking Gears news. We got breaking Hellblade news. Obviously, there are, listen. Hellblade confirmed running at 30 frames per second. Rip the band-aid off. Who gives a shit? Honestly, the game is being talked about by everyone as being a benchmark for Unreal Engine 5, the first real next generation game to release this whole time since 2020. There's a lot to get excited about. Now, you know how I know it's good? You know how I know it's going to be great? Even the scandalous ones out there, GameSpot, Kotaku, IGN, who look and just wait on perches to dump on Xbox. Well, they have even praised it. I couldn't believe it. I had to read it three times to make sure it wasn't an April Fool's joke coming 3 days or 4 days later. But it's fine. They actually had some things to say about it. C-Money, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Excited, bro. We got some... Hellblade is gonna be crazy. I'm just a month and some change away. Oh my god, I'm so excited for it. People talking about Gears. Yeah. Man, we got games, bro. We got games, man.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's what
we actually and Shadows. Listen, brother, welcome back, man. This is the second time I got a chance to work with you. Obviously, I reached out to you on the 12th hour, and I'm like, oh my god, I hate doing that because obviously it's not fair. So Shadows is gonna be with us for about 15 minutes. We're gonna open up with the Gears news, and I got some stuff that I've held back a little bit that Shadows know that seems to be falling into place. Okay. We also have a quote from Shinobi 602 regarding Gear Shinobi. 6. And I kind of think that guy is trustworthy. But Shadows, once again, congratulations on 800 new subs for last month. How you feeling? Nice.
I'm good, man. I'm feeling really, really good, man. We had literally a crazy madness streaming Gears in the last month or so. I don't know what happened, but it's just gone crazy. I think Gears of War fans are feeling it in the universe, man. They're feeling the energy, right? They're excited. They're hungry, man. They're super hungry. It's been a madness. I got approved for a new medication as well, which has been absolutely life-changing for me as well. But I didn't expect to be back on the show like so soon, man. It was only recently that we obviously did the little Gears of War podcast episode. Here we are, man. We got some breaking Gears of War news, man.
Indeed, insane. We do, sir. So,
jump into it, discuss it quickly, and, let's get it, man.
Well, listen, we're going to go right to you, okay? Because obviously, and of course, we have to give credit where credit is due. This morning, as you know, I usually get the episodes early because I've been supporting Kinda Funny, my God, since Greg and the team started through Patreon. I always get the information early. So the information that we're talking about, of course, comes the way of Jeff Grubb. Now, if you don't know who Jeff Grubb is, well, he's awesome. I love Jeff. Jeff's been on the show several times. He had some breaking news regarding Gears 6 and when we should and potentially will hear something that definitely lines up with the one small connection that I personally have. And we'll get into what I heard. And everything seems to be lining up there, Shadows. So this is what he had to say. Very simply, I've heard some stuff with Gear 6 might be happening this summer. Now, granted, it's a small tease. It isn't like, well, he's going to give the details. But I sent this over to Shadows because, again, Shinobi 602, prominent member of the community. He is someone that is verified on most of his verified on Reddit. He actually said this, And obviously Shadows had saw this, so I sent it to him. Wait until you see Gears. People aren't ready. And this comes on the heels of someone saying those are some beautiful screenshots. Such a stunning looking game. Shadows, I know we only got you 15 minutes. Let's get right into it.
I'm ready, man.
Is a big deal. Gears of War is a pillar franchise for Xbox. It is, and now again, depending on who you speak to, if you speak to me, Gears 5 was epic. I loved every second of it. Hated what you had to do at the end. No spoilers here. I went one way. I have to go back and play it and do it the second way, you know, to kind of get both endings. But I loved every second of it. I loved the open world aspect, even though the open world wasn't massive.
Semi-open world
for me. It worked exactly what I wanted. Yep. I wanted to choose my own path, find what I wanted to find. And while Gears 6 is expected to not only continue the story of Marcus and the gang of who's left, obviously, but his son and the new team, but it's supposed to be benchmarks across the board for Unreal Engine 5 and the Coalition. Let's talk about it, man. Are you excited that we're going to get some information this June?
I'm so excited, man. This is going to be, for me personally, as a Gears of War content creator full-time, life-changing, man. Like, we haven't really felt sort of like that real Gears of War hype and energy for a long time, pretty much since Gears 5 came out back in 2019. We had a little bit with Gears 5 High Busters, which I know you've got on screen right now. Rocking my man Onyx Guard Jeremiah Keegan in the bow, eh? Obviously, the Gears 5 High Buster DLC was great as well. But yeah, I'm excited, man. Like, I feel like, especially looking at how recently the streams have been popping off, streaming Gears 5 daily as well, both on YouTube and Twitch, that Gears of War fans are pretty much feeling the same way I am, man. Like, it's been enough time. Like, we've waited long enough. We've basically been playing Gears 5 for 5 years straight. As Gears of War fans, we were kind of used to and accustomed to the idea of, in the past, it was basically we'd only have 3 years between every new Gears of War game release, and sometimes even only 2 years between every new Gears of War game announcement. So the fact that we've had 5 years since Gears 5 came out, yep. not only a new Gears of War game release, but no Gears of War game announcement, man. Like, the hype and just the Gears of War gas and the Gears community has just been brewing, man. And it's one of those situations as well where it's been so long and the Coalition studio have, you know, kept silent for so long that some people in the Gears community and Gears fans out there feel like Gears 6 isn't even a thing. Like, it's not even happening, that it hasn't even maybe started development. Like, the Coalition are just doing nothing. Like, there's a lot of you know, the hope has sort of like been lost a little bit in the Gears of War community. And obviously, if we were to finally get that Gears of War new game announcement, man, it would bring everybody that is still in the Gears community now back to, you know, that hype level, but obviously open up the floodgates for not only returning Gears fans, Xbox players, but obviously just as time has gone on, like, again, it's been like half a decade since Gears 5 released, that there's probably been people that were kids and have grown into adults now, just in the time that we've been waiting for a new Gears of War game. So obviously the floodgates will then be open to even more like newer players to get introduced to Gears of War. And the idea of Gears 6 being announced, that as we've discussed in the past and in the previous show, you know, regarding the Gears of War collection, I'm actually very interested as well to see if this is the year that we're getting the Gears 6 announcement, that it only makes sense to have a Gears of War collection announcement as well. Because it doesn't really make sense to release the Gears collection after Gears 6. You know, you want that opportunity to obviously.
No, well, you want to grow the fan base as well.
Yeah, you want to bring back the original core fans, but, you know, use that original trilogy and the absolute iconic gaming story of all time that it is to obviously like fuel the passion to bring new people in to have everybody ready for Gears 6. Like, realistically, if this is the year, man, we not only get Gears 6 announcement, but we get a Gears of War collection announcement, because you're not going to announce basically one without the other, you know? So, like, if this is the year for Gears 6, then it also could mean that it's possibly the year for the Gears collection as well.
With the release this year.
Maybe. Because really, like, if you look at what happened was back in 2015, we had Gears of War Ultimate Edition sort of shadow drop announced. And they released a playable Gears of War Ultimate Edition multiplayer beta the day of the show. Yeah. And then they finished off with Rod being like, oh, yeah, we want to, you know, show you something else that we're working at the Coalition. And then, you know, he got the controller out and he actually played a little quick snippet of the Gears of War 4 campaign with the Gears of War 4 reveal. So it was like a double Gears reveal. You know, you had one sort of like Shadow Dropper release with the beta. And then obviously we got the game later in August and then Gears of War 4 the following year. So this could be the year, man, that basically we have what we had in 2015, you know?
It's interesting that you say that, kind sir, because I have, and I've been holding this back. Obviously, I discussed publicly one piece of the information that I had with the Gears of War collection potentially being redone in Unreal Engine 5. That's been out there. I didn't break that, but I had that confirmed through my very small source that I have. Well, I have some more context to that because what I have heard is happening this summer lines up exactly what Jeff Grubb was saying about there being Gears of War 6 information. And that is, and again, this is, again, take it with a grain of salt. I did hear it from one source, but everything seems to be lining up where we are going to get the Gear 6 reveal. We are going to get a chance to see what it looks like in Unreal Engine 5, probably even better than what they're saying about Hellblade, because obviously it's a Coalition and they know and run Unreal Engine. There is no better studio in the business than them when it comes to Unreal Engine.
Except Epic Games, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. So, all right. So, maybe. Epic Games, maybe we put them a pinch higher.
Yeah,
or
yeah. Just a little bit.
What I heard
they collaborated on that Matrix thing, right?
Oh, they did.
I don't know. I feel like Coalition is the. They're the real winners. I think Tim Sweeney be hitting them up like, oh, listen, I got this problem.
We need some assistance, man. You're gonna come in. They gotta call Delta Squad in. You know, gotta get the Cog Squad in. Yeah,
that's right. Hey, listen, if you're having a problem at Gears, you don't call somebody who's worse at it than you. You know what I'm saying?
That's probably why we haven't had any, you know, Gears War announcements or anything from Coalition. Man, they're busy helping everybody else. You know,
exactly.
Hey,
they're carrying the whole industry on their shoulders at this point. Jesus,
you just don't know, man.
Well, look, I'll say this. What I have heard, and again, take this with a grain of salt, it's unconfirmed, and it is, but based on what we've heard publicly and some behind-the-scenes chatter, is that this summer, yes, you are getting the Gears of War reveal. It is going to be shown in Unreal Engine 5. We're going to get a chance to see how much better it looks and how much better it's going to play versus what was in Unreal Engine 4. I think it was 4.2. for Gears 5, but we're also going to get, right after that announcement, potentially, based on what I'm hearing, a shadow drop of the Gears of War collection. Now, I don't know if it's going to be called the Marcus Fenix collection, as that's been rumored for a while, or it's just going to be the Gears collection. It is supposed to contain Gears 1, 2, and 3. Whether that comes to fruition, well, we'll have to wait until June, but again, this is what you're starting to hear in the different channels. And again, lines up with what Jeff Grubb said just today on the Kind of Funny XCast about there being a summer reveal. So take that with a grain of salt, and we will see in a couple of months, because obviously the summer's Games Fest, or the half-hearted E3 that it is, we don't know what it's going to be called, but it's going to be a big show. Microsoft is going to be there in a big way. Supposedly, their show is supposed to be of epic proportion. Yeah. I'm here for it. But listen, before I bring you in, they absolutely do. So before we bring you in, C-Money, Shadow, let's get your final thoughts, your excitement. Obviously, as a Gears content creator, not only do you have confirmation that we're going to get some Gears 6 information, there's the rumor that's been floating around about the Gears of War collection. Netflix is currently doing an anime and a live action film. What a year for Gears of War to come back, brother. You're eating good. Talk about it, brother.
Oh, man, I'm so excited, man. It's been a long time coming. You know, it feels like, as I said in the green room, man, basically since the sort of demise of Gears 5, starting with around 2020, when a lot of people, a lot of Gears fans didn't really enjoy the beginning, the first few operations of Gears 5. It's kind of felt like, as a Gears of War fan, it's been like 2020 to 2024, and it's still 2020, you know? So, like, if we can finally get that Gears of War announcement, man, we can finally move on to what's next. And, I'm so excited, man. I'm going to be so happy, man. Like, I'm telling you, if there's a shadow drop of a Gears of War collection, I'm a pass out, but it'd be worth it for the reaction content. It'd be great. And everybody loves it, man. Like, what's been like a crazy running joke in the Gears of War community, man, like I said, is like, as Gears fans, it just felt like the future of Gears is never coming. And so, like, for us to finally get it, it will be just absolutely surreal, man. Unreal. Like, typically, I'll always live stream, live react to the Xbox game, you know, showcases every year. And obviously, every year, it's been the running joke. I like, maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the year. We sit there, we watch him. We're like, right, you know, maybe next year is the one, you know, maybe next year is the year. So, like, just for it to finally happen, man, like, I can't wait. You know, I still can't believe it until, you know, we sit here, put the show on, and then, you know, we tuck in, get ready. But I just know that, yeah, the Gears of War community, like, we're gonna show up in full force. There's gonna be a lot of energy, a lot of hype. Like, I have to say, man, I believe, like, the Gears of War community is probably one of the most, if not most, passionate gaming communities out there, man. Like, we might be super small, we might be super niche, but look, hey, it's Gears of War for life, man. Come on, Gears of War for life, man. We out here represent,
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm ready, man.
Well, listen, obviously, we're definitely going to have you back right after the announcement, or, you know, again, this is everything is speculation at this point. But you know what? We will get you back in here the day after that show happens. And yeah, I would imagine that we're going to have a lot to get into, a lot to get excited about. But brother, while you're here, let's sell your brand before you get on out. Where can people reach out to you on social media to potentially strike up a Gears of War conversation? And more importantly, where could they subscribe to your Twitch channel where you stream Gears every day of the week?
Every day of the week, every day of the month. We're trying to go, you know, for a long, long time. I'm actually on today's day 99 that I've been live. We've been live streaming Gears daily since December 27th, and what is it now, April 4th? So yeah, almost at the 100 days on Friday, man. Yeah, but, yeah, I'm a Gears of War content creator full time. You know, I've been creating Gears content for 12 years. You can find me everywhere, SASX Shadows. You know, if you want to go check out the YouTube channel, I've got a bunch of different Gears of War series running at the moment, from, like, we've reported on and covered all of the Gear 6 news and rumors and leaks and the Gears collection stuff as well. We've got a Gears of War Horde Mode series running at the moment where I'm playing through Gears of War Horde Mode on Insane on Gears 1, which people will be like, what? Like, Horde Mode didn't come out to Gears 2. Like, I have a Gears of War 1 PC project, New Hope. It's a community-built game that's sort of, like, still in development. It's made by one guy. But it's basically, like, the Gears 2 Horde Mode got imported into Gears 1, plus a bunch of, like, custom community-made maps and, like, sequel Gears of War multiplayer maps, then, like, backported into Gears 1's engine. And then we've I'm basically going to be doing Gears of War Horde Mode on every single map of that, and then Gears 2 and then Gears 3 as well, with even some unreleased old school, like, Epic Games developer-made maps that were never actually released to the public. Like, you can't, you know, you can't play them, you can't find them, you can't see them, but, you know, I'm going to be able to bring that to YouTube, so that's going to be pretty fun. I've got also the Gears of War lore series running at the moment. I just started that with the origins of the Ty Kaliso character, trying to explain the entirety of the Gears of War story lore. So there's a lot of planning involved at the moment, man. But as we said, you know, we get ready for this Xbox game showcase in June. Two more months. If it's Gear 6 collection, if it's, as you say, you know, we've got Gear 6, Gears collection, possibly the confirmation of, obviously, the Gears of War Netflix stuff with the live action movie. I think they got back to the script about 4 or 5 months ago, after a little bit of delay because of the writer's strike. And then at some point after that, the animated series, like, we ain't good as Gears of War fans, man. It's just a few more months.
Where do you stand on
reality? You know,
where do you stand on Gears Tactics? Is that part of your,
I enjoyed Gears Tactics. Yeah. I did like a campaign walkthrough. I'll quickly say, like, in terms of Gears Tactics, like, the story is phenomenal. Like, the Locus Ukon and the main characters of, like, Gabe Diaz and Sid Redburn, like, the whole sort of, like, what the Coalition but also Splash Damage do with Gears of War Tactics, being able to sort of, like, expand the Gears of War lore in areas that already were existed in the past. Like, I won't get into the spoilers, my bad, but I'm gassing too much. But it's an overall really good, you know, Gears of War story, obviously set in the Locust War. And I truly believe that, like, Gears of War as a franchise should have, like, multiple studios and multiple developers doing what basically Gears Tactics was, which was expanding the horizon of the IP and, like, different gaming genres in different ways to cater to different audiences out there, but to obviously just expand the sort of, like, catalog that is the Gears of War IP. Because now, like, even if, like, because Gears Tactics wasn't really supported, it got one update And I think the developer got bought up, or their parent company got brought up, and I think they're working on a Transformer game right now. So a Gears Tactics 2 might not even be a possibility in the future. And like, it didn't get any like DLCs and stuff like that. But even with Gears Tactics not really being a supported game, it now exists forever as part of the Gears of War catalog and obviously in Game Pass, right? And so like, even 10, 15 years into the future from now, like, people will be able to go back and be like, I want to experience like these different types of games within this one universe, you know? And I feel like that's what Gears of War really needs to do. And it has that massive, just untapped potential, man, of just so many different things that they could do, you know? I did a little quickly before I go April Fool's recently, where I have the ability to play Gears 3 on PC, and I have access to like developer tools and stuff like that. And I was able to, I can like flip the game into first person mode. So I'm playing Gears 3 in first person. I took a screenshot, spawned into Brumax, and was like, yo, April Fool's, like, yo, this is Gear 6. You know, the reason why it's taken so long, it's because it's going to be a first-person shooter game. And, like, some people fell for it. I'm like, come on, man. But, yeah, it was quite fun, you know. But, yeah, you can find me everywhere on the internet, SASX Shadows. Thousands of Gears of War videos. I live stream Gears of War, playing Gears 5 daily. If you ever want to get some Gears games in, you're going to tune into the stream on Twitch, on YouTube, and hit me with a message like, yo, invite me in, you know, let's run some games, man. You know, everybody's welcome to join, whether you played Gears of War forever, you play a little bit, or you never played it at all. Like, everybody can jump in and just, you know, have a good time, man. And especially 2 more months from now, if we get that, you know, Gears of War announcement hype, then it's time, man. I'm ready.
Yes.
We shall see. Hey.
Yes, indeed. Brother, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, we will catch up
after the June show. I'll hit you. If I get any more information, I'll DM you, bro. Don't sweat it.
Hey, I'm always, if I'm inside, man, or if I'm not at the gym, I'm inside grinding, and, you know, I'm always ready to jump in. Even if it's like today, just for a little, you know, chit chat about the Gears of War, like, I'm always ready, man. So I'm actually going to get off and, you know, try bang out this YouTube video, then get the live stream in for today. As I said, you know, day 99 today and then day 100 tomorrow.
Wow, daily
stream. So last year I did 355, only missed 10 days last year. Like, I'm just trying to grind all aspects of my life, man. Just constantly grind, no matter what it is, man. So
you do a great job, brother. It's great to have you here. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we will definitely be catching up, Shadows.
All right, so have a good one, man. Appreciate the invite. All right, brother. Boom. Take care, see money. Have a good one, everybody. Hey, yo, bring the Gears of War gas. Come on.
Be easy, bro.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Obviously, we're going to get your hot take on the Gears, and then we're going to get into Hellblade, because obviously there's a lot to get into. Hellblade, we saw with our own eyes what the game looked like during the developer direct, right? Yes. I mean, during the opening yearly show that they had, where we got some information on Hellblade in January. The game looked ridiculously good. We knew it was going to be good. The combat is what a lot of us were, you know, we were concerned, right? They hadn't shown it off. We got firsthand brutal combat that everyone's like, okay, this game is going to be amazing. And again, we learned today that for the reasons that the developers wanted to do and how they wanted to tell the story of Hellblade 2, it is a locked 30 frames for a film-like experience. Now, there are already people in this chat. There are already people online poo-pooing this, calling it a failure. What about the Series X? Why can't they do this? Folks, here's the thing. When the developer tells you we are trying to tell a story and this is how we're going to tell the story, it's going to run in these frames, then that's what it's going to be. There are a lot of 30-frame games on PlayStation as well. This is going to be a movie cinematic experience. Yes, it's 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours is what they have said. It's also only $50. It is going to be, again, we will read verbatim of what the media who have previews out there. Every site was sent to the studio, and I have a couple of quotes. Again, I had to literally reread them a few times to make sure that I wasn't going crazy. But before we get into that, we're going to, of course, continue the Gears conversation. But I do have to catch up on some super chats here. See money before we bring you in. We have Elijah Vasquez drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, boom, do you still know that secret stuff about Gears? I believe this is the first one of the day. Yes. The secret stuff that I was told is that, yes, you're getting a Gear 6 reveal this summer. that lines up exactly with what Jeff Grubb just said, literally. And in the second half of that is what I heard is you're potentially going to get a Gears Collection shadow drop where it's going to be Gears 1, 2, and 3. If that comes to fruition or not, I don't know, but that is what I have heard. Iman Burns drops, who's been a channel member for 22 months. Thank you so much for the insane generosity. He says, I'll play Hellblade and Gears of War 6 on my PC. And that Dragon's Dogma 2 is doing, I guess is all in his head. It's taken from Horizon 2, the Horizon 2 game. How's it going, booming boys? LFG. Yeah, we talked in the DM. He's quite enjoying Dragon's Dogma 2, which I am. It's already my game of the year. We have Atticus, who drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, on a flight to Hawaii. Ah, dude, that is awesome. Enjoy. Hopefully it's for a vacation. He says, what a great way to pass the time with my Xbox community. What a time to be a gamer. Great things coming our way. Indeed. I think a lot of people are really grinding on the negativity of the gaming space, but more specifically on Xbox. And I think there is way too much to get excited about to be negative or down on Xbox. Yes, they did some things that a lot of people didn't like. I get it. I understand that. But we cannot deny that there is a lot of really interesting and fun things planned for Xbox this year. And their future and their roadmap is ridiculous. J-Mac drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, Gears 6 equals Melted Faces, Xbox World Order, hashtag Greybeards. Yeah, I can actually see a Raiders of the Lost Ark scenario where people's faces are literally melted off. And we have Jimmy Cooks 25. He has become a channel member. Brother Jimmy, that is very kind of you. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. And Atticus drops an additional very generous $5 super chat. And he actually said it again. He's on a flight to Hawaii. And brother, you don't have to give me a second super chat. Thank you so much for the generosity, Atticus. And of course, if you are going for vacation, please enjoy it. Get some sun, get some sand, and we'll be talking. But let's we have Bold Alpha Wolf, who's been a channel member for 5 months. He says, Hellblade 2 was supposed to be Xbox graphical showcase. That's really disappointing, shaking my head. Bold Alpha, I mean, look at what people are saying. They're saying that it's that Hellblade 2 sets the benchmark for...
I think he's conflating performance with graphical showcase, right? So I think he's saying that in his mind, when he thinks of it being a graphical showcase, that it's what it looks like running at 60 frames per second. I think that those are two separate things at this point in the generation. I think we had a lot of high hopes for this generation coming into it. But ultimately, I think we've already seen it with the only two real next-gen games that have come out. And to be clear, that's what it is Starfield and Hellblade 2 about to come out at 30 FPS. You know, everything that PlayStation has had, all those things with the performance modes that were 60 FPS. I mean, you're talking PlayStation 4 tech, right? So that's nothing. That's easy breezy to go ahead and pump up to 60. And even then they couldn't do it that well. Whereas here, you know, it seems like it's always going to be the choice, right? The developers are always going to want to make the look of the game as good as possible, because unfortunately, that's what sells, right? Like we say, you know, I've said it on my show, right? Like sex sells, right? Sex is sexy, right? And the graphics are that, right? The graphics are the visual aspect. That's what you can put in a trailer to show. You can't put the 30 FPS or 60 FPS on a trailer to show how it feels. You know what I'm saying? So they rather go ahead and just focus on what it looks like. And, you know, honestly, you know, every game is different and not every game needs to be that way. You know, Hellblade 2 is like, come on, like it's a story driven game. It's not a, you know, fast paced shooter. It's not a fast paced fighter. It's a story driven game. It's a slow paced game. But I get what you're saying. But I think I've come to accept it already that across the board on both sides of the fence, if anything's going to be pushing graphically in a meaningful way, yeah, I would assume that it's going to be. Is going to be less unless Gear 6 comes out and proves us wrong. But yeah,
I mean, we're going to find out. But listen, let's keep it with Gears. Obviously, Jeff Grubb broke the news this morning that we are potentially getting a big Gears reveal this summer. He kept it short. He kept it sweet. It was, of course, said while he was a guest on Kinda Funny's XCast. That crew is amazing. I'm a big fan of everyone on the panel. Enjoy the work. Listen weekly, like many podcasts that I'm sure that you listen to. I've been a fan of Kinda Funny. I know that Greg Miller, it doesn't, you know, hit all the benchmarks for everyone. I like Greg. I do. I like Greg a lot, as a matter of fact. And I'm glad and proud to support Kinda Funny Games, as I've done for years. Let's talk about Gears. Let's talk about Gear 6 potentially melting people's faces. Because, again, all you have to do is, and of course, you know, your opinion on this, you know, community is going to vary on whether or not you believe, you know, C-Money. Shinobi 602. I do. I like Shinobi. I follow him. He does put out a lot of great information, and he had some big points of contention to get into, and I thought it was a really big deal. I mean, again, he said this comes the way. I believe this is on Reddit. He says, answering a question to someone that says, those are some beautiful screenshots, such a stunning looking game. Now, obviously, there are no screenshots attached to this because I would have shown you them. So I don't know exactly who he's talking to or what context, but he simply says, wait until you see Gears, people aren't ready. LOL. That's a powerful statement. Obviously, we're going to get second half of the show. We're going to talk about the benchmarks of Unreal Engine 5 being, and again, Hellblade 2 being the first next generation game, according to many of the sites that are usually very quick to dump on Xbox because it's possible. It's better click. I would imagine better click ratio to dump on Xbox than to give them credit. Everyone is singing the praises of this game, except for one, Digital Foundry, Eurogamer. You know, take them for what they're worth. They are who we thought that they were. But let's keep it with
Gears. They had something negative to say about it?
They did, actually. Their title for the Eurogamer, let me go to my DM and I'll read it to you. We're gonna get into it tomorrow on Breakfast at Boom, because I'm just so tired of the negativity. Like, it's so exhausting. Honestly, folks, it's just exhausting with the consistent negativity. Xbox is just never going to get a fair shake from a lot of these sites. Hold on, let me. I have it over here. Where is it? It's from Polygon. All right, I gotta find it. I thought I sent it to myself. It's here, but you know what? Let's get your hot takes, your excitement on Gear 6 and the potential of a shadow drop of the Gears of War collection, which is rumored to be remade in Unreal Engine 5.
I mean, this is the thing. I 100% can see that happening. And again, you know, at this point in time, right, like, we have so many games coming on Xbox, right? So this is just another one that we know is coming, and it's finally time to show it. And obviously, we know, like, come on, Coalition, they're the masters of Unreal. They have been... they helped with the Matrix demo, getting that to work right. They made their own demos. We've seen their work already with what they've been touching at an early level. I could only imagine what this stuff looks like now, right? So, I mean, we know that they're going to push further than anybody. That's why when I look at Hellblade, like, that's just the first salvo, right? Like, that's just the first one that's coming out. We're going to do nothing but grow from there. And, you know, I could easily see Gears, honestly, I could see them do the high fidelity with the 60 FPS, because I think that they are capable of doing that. Is the single player Gears, is that normally 60 or is that 30?
Man, that would have been a question to ask Shadows. If you're in the chat, brother, I don't know, to be honest with you. I should know, and I should be ashamed of myself that I don't have that information in front of me. I'll look. You know what? While you continue your conversations, let me see what it says. Let me do a search.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, because look, at the end of the day, like, I feel like we've been in this generation long enough that I've really been kind of fed up with the lack of next gen games. I mean, I know there's been good games released, and I'm not I'm not complaining about that, right? But I could have had good games on last generation, right? Like, if you're
it's 60 frames. It's Unreal Engine, according to Anatech.com. Gears 5, the Unreal Engine 4 used for Gears 5 uses dynamic resolution to keep the frame rates at or close to 60 frames on both consoles.
Nice. Nice. So, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So I mean, but that's the thing, right? They obviously, whatever it was, you know, it feels amazing because this is what they do. But again, I've really just been so disappointed with the fact that we haven't had a real next gen game that really pushed things. And you know, Hellblade 2 is the first one, man. That's gonna pop. But Gears, again, they know what they're doing, bro. They're the masters of Unreal, man. They're gonna produce something that's really going to, I feel, really change the narrative. And I mean, look at what Hellblade has already done to IGN and these other people. Like, they can't even deny it, right?
Like, yeah, we can't even hate. It's quite shocking, actually.
So Gears is going to be on the same boat. And going forward, you're going to have that same situation where it just, you can't deny it, right? Starfield was like an island by itself, right? It came out and there weren't a bunch of games coming out around it that really pushed, you know, the next gen narrative, right? So they were picking it apart, right? It was a little easier for them to kind of go at that one. But you can't deny what you've seen of these games and what you've seen of what Coalition has done already on Unreal. Again, helping out with the Matrix demo, helping out actually doing their own tech demo that was astounding. You remember that one where he's the dude, he has like that glowing thing and it was in the shadows. That shit was crazy looking. And again, this is a long time ago at this point. Right. So what they have coming, I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to see how they reveal it. When you talk about the Gears of War collection, that is something that really excites me because that's an old series, right? Like Gears of War, you know, 1, 2, and 3, it would be amazing to have those games in Unreal Engine 5. And knowing Coalition, they would do it to practice for Gears of War 6, right?
Of course. So that's the whole point of it, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they use it to, so that they don't have to worry about, you know, different, you know, story and all that crap when they're making a game. They're using it just to push the tech, right? So they make Gears of War, the Marcus Fenix collection. It seems like Gears 4 will forever be, not Gears 4, Gears Judgment will forever be like the black child. The black sheep, if you will. The black sheep, where it's just kind of left on the side and nobody's paying attention to it. Poor
Judgment. A lot of people didn't like it. I quite enjoyed it. I did. I know that most Gears fans discount it. Some people don't even act as if it doesn't exist, which is fine. But I enjoyed it again. Not Coalition. I believe that was the
People Can Fly.
Yeah, People Can Fly. Yes. I don't know. I mean, personally, I think that it's a part of the series. A lot of people won't count it as such. That's fine. I played through it. I enjoyed it. Actually, I think I played through it twice, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. I really enjoyed it. But again, I also enjoyed Redfall, and a lot of people didn't enjoy that. So there you go. But I do want to welcome in 700 live viewers. That is pretty dope. We got 571 people here on YouTube. We got 131 people watching from Twitter. Welcome to Double Barrel Gaming. Obviously, this is one of five shows that we do on a weekly basis here, Monday through Friday, all different shows, all different panels with different opinions. And we don't always get along. I mean, always agree. But at the end of the day, we have fun. We have good conversations. If you are finding the channel for the first time, I do want to ask that you consider subscribing to the channel. That would be greatly appreciated. Real quick, I want to respond to Yuzu Ichikawa. Now, they're new to the channel. Welcome. I'm not, you know, being a jerk or anything, like you said. They said, hey, wait, not being a jerk, Double Barrel Gaming, but why are you listening to IGN now? No, I'm not listening to IGN. I bring them up for context. And again, when we get into what I'm about to say, you'll understand. I don't care about IGN. I have publicly said that they are, and not everyone. Let's understand that. I'm not throwing the entire company under the bus because they have good writers, and some people might be there that don't agree with some of their tactics. I don't like IGN because they cherry pick what they want to report. And a lot of the stuff that they talk about are opinion based. A lot of the stuff that they report on are half truths. I'm sorry. They are the worst example of gaming media. And they're a conglomerate. And you know what? People can be subscribed to them. I'm not going to hate you if you are. I used to be an IGN person that I watched all of their shows. I used to be the knucklehead that paid the $30 a year to, quote unquote, keep the lights on for them. So I was an IGN fan for years, and they lost me, and they're never going to get me back because they continue their rhetoric. But we appreciate the comment. Not certainly mad at you. Welcome to the show. I'll explain. I'm not listening to IGN. I'm simply reading what they wrote. But the whole context of that is, that means that this, what they're seeing, is undeniably great. Because if they're complimenting it the way that they are, along with some of the other very suspect conglomerate websites, that means that this is one of those times where even if they want to take a dump on it, they can't, because it's too good to look at. But let's move on to the Hellblade 2 conversation. Now, this comes the way of Snap Blast Play, who did this screenshot of all of the quotes from all of the conglomerates that are out there, who got a preview, a 40-minute preview of Hellblade 2. They got a chance. They got flown out. They got a chance to play it. This is only four of many. Now, there's going to be more in the coming days that I would imagine that we're going to talk about potentially even tomorrow on Breakfast at Boom, because I think this is a story that needs further coverage outside of the hour and 15 minutes that we're here, see money. But let me read verbatim exactly what the four sites that Snap Blast Play put out there for fans like myself to digest, find it easily accessible. IGN says this: Hellblade 2 is undeniably one of the most graphically impressive games I've ever played. GameSpot says this: I can't remember the last time a game left me so excited to play the full experience. GamesRadar says it's clearly on track to be one of the most important exclusives this generation. Polygon says, I wasn't expecting to experience a next-gen moment when I played Hellblade 2, but I got one. There's nothing else quite like it. So take that and do what you will with it, whether you believe them or you don't. I'm not saying that I'm believing or not. I'm saying, and the whole point of the context of conversation that we're having on today's show is that everyone that is a effing troll that wants to dump on Xbox because they're the brand that everybody wants to beat up on is now running with a 30 frame per second narrative. Oh my God, 30 frames. How could they? My console life is over. Listen, it's 30 frames. Will you be able to play it at 60 on PC? Yes, I guess if you have a beefy enough rig, good on you if you want to play it there. For consoles, it's running at a lock 30. This is what they said. And again, there's a whole interview that I have that I'm going to use for tomorrow's conversation that breaks down exactly why Ninja Theory decided to run the game at 30 frames and not make it 60 frames. They're telling a story. They have a movie cinematic experience that they want to tell. And how many times have we heard, well, if the developer wants to do that, then that's the developer's choice. Well, where is that conversation now? And again, I want to give Sin some credit. Sin in the chat, big supporter of the channel for years. Sin had asked, respectively, hey, when the Series X was announced, Aaron Greenberg was like, yep, the standard is going to be 60 frames moving forward. And he's right for saying that. So again, Should this game be 60? I don't know because I'm not a developer. But if you're going on based on what Greeny said, then maybe this being 30 is disappointing for some people because they were promised everything was going to be 60. Now, I don't know if Aaron Greenberg said everything was going to be 60. He said this that was going to be the standard. Most games do come out in 60. A perfect example of that not being the case on console is Dragon's Dogma. Capcom said they wanted to run it at 30. Everyone had a titty attack about it. And you know what it is? Everyone's game of the year. So is the 30 frames that bothersome? It's not for me. I'm not being facetious. I don't care. Hellblade 2, am I the only one that saw what they put out in January? Did anyone
that's
see
that's what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that makes like, no sense, bro.
The screenshots of her, like, looking, seeing a reflection in her eye when she's hiding from something that she's afraid of. Did anyone else see that, or did I fever dream that? Because if you saw what I saw and you saw what was running, I don't understand why people are all bent out of shape. I think that people consistently try to farm negativity because, you know what, anything negative Xbox, people are going to tune into. Well, you're not going to get that here. And if you think that I'm a sellout for saying so, then so be it. I am not going on the negative train. We're keeping it hype here. We're keeping it excited. Hellblade 2, what you saw is what I saw. That game looks a freaking amazing. Comes out in just about a month and some change. It's $50. Hopefully, if Xbox is listening, I get a chance to actually review the game for the channel. That would be dope. But see, Money, let's talk about it. Because again, these particular sites usually take every app opportunity to shit on Xbox because it's going to be click-based. But they're every one of them walked away ridiculously impressed. I think that is the story.
100%. I mean, that's the... Listen, anybody who's making it not the story, you already see the agenda, right? When you have people who across the board are unanimously? Yes, that's the word. Sitting there praising it, right? For how amazing it looks, already how it feels, the atmosphere, the sound. You're already getting mini reviews of this game, and it's all very positive, right? Especially from the place where these people normally talk crap about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, the people who are trying to boo-hoo it are twofold. One, just unrealistic people. People who don't understand when you look at the situation that this is a closed box ecosystem right now, which means that the maximum amount of power that's in that box, it's fixed, unlike a PC where people can upgrade. So since they're targeting that, they have a very simple choice to make. Do they go ahead and do they go aim for 60 and then push as high as they can on graphics, but keep in 60? Or do they melt your face and then just say, you know what, 30 works for my type of game? I mean, this is just the reality of what it is, man. This is just what it is. So that's the way that it works, right? So those people, they just don't understand. And they're asking for something that just can't happen, right? But then there's the other people, which I would argue is probably going to be the majority of the people who are out there trying to bring a negative light to this. And those are the ponies, right? Or people with a lot of pony tendencies who are sitting there trying to downplay a joyous moment for Xbox fans because we're getting an insight to the game that we're playing next month. And it's a first party game and it's the first AAA next gen experience that has come to any console at all, right? So at the end of the day, they're just upset that we are eating good. You saw my man SAS, bro. He was pumped, right? Got a lot of gears coming. We got this. We got Gears. We got Indiana Jones. We got so much. Yo, perfect. We got so much coming. So much coming. Gears has not been revealed. We don't even know if this is real yet, right? We know they're doing it, but it hasn't been revealed that they are doing it, right? So just from what we know to be 100% true, we have so much coming. And then you're going to get things like this that are going to come and just blow our minds. I honestly feel like the collection is going to blow our minds when we see, you know, 1, 2, and 3 running in Unreal Engine 5, right? Like, this is where we are right now on the Xbox side of things, right? We have nothing but things dropping now, things that already dropped that people are still playing, like Starfield, right? And then we have Hellblade coming. We have 2-3 more big hitters for sure that we know are coming the rest of the year, plus other stuff that Matt Booty said is coming. I mean, dude, we have so much. Plus, we get Game Pass drops every single week of the year. It's crazy. It's nonstop. But they are going to go ahead and try to poo-poo this moment, right? Let's downplay Hellblade 2's success with the previews that are happening right now by focusing on something that I did not hear a bunch of ponies crying when all of their games had the 30 FPS graphical mode and then the performance mode that reduced the graphics, right? Obviously, if Ninja Theory wanted to go ahead and make it look like a PlayStation game, they could go ahead and reduce the graphics down and go ahead and throw your 60 FPS on there. But they have a standard that they're setting, right? They're setting the graphical bar. And honestly, show me something that looks better. Because I tell you, nothing that has been released has looked better, and nothing that is in the pipeline for PlayStation has looked better. I'm just saying, show me. I love the talk, right? Oh my God, look at what's happening. Wow, they missed this opportunity. They missed this. Okay, cool. No problem. I get it. Show me better. Hit me up in the DM. Show me where I'm seeing something that you can say, well, look, they did this and they did 60 FPS on a console. Show me. Because I would say that that's not the case, right?
Yeah.
That's not the reality. The reality is that right now, Xbox is in its own league. They're rocking at their own levels. You know how many FPS the games that PlayStation have releasing from first party run this year?
Zero. Yeah, none.
Zero, fam. Yep. Zero, fam, because you got none, right? And the ones that have come out, where's the numbers for them? Where is anybody talking about any of these third-party exclusives that they have? It's not there, right? So at the end of the day, these are just naysayers who want to try to make themselves feel better about the situation, right? So we'll play the game on Xbox at 30. If I'm down here, I'm going to play it at maybe 120 FPS on my 4090, right? Who knows, right? But at the end of the day, it's all choice that we have over here. That's not a problem. We can do what we want. But Hellblade 2, God, man, that's a stunner. That's special.
Again, it's one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, that when look how easy it is to say something negative about Xbox, right, and get a ton of clicks, get a ton of likes, get a ton of views. If you are a conglomerate that uses these metrics for clicks, you get a lot of clicks because hate on Xbox sells. The whole point of bringing up those particular websites is not to give them credit. It's to say how ridiculous this game must be if they are talking about the game in that
manner.
They're
forced to bend the knee.
Right. They literally can't mention, it's so good. Like, and again, is this going to happen for every game? Well, I'd like to hope so, but probably not. Right. It's fine. So what I was talking about earlier, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because, you know, obviously this show is a little shorter, about an hour and 15 minutes. The negative aspect of this particular excitement for Hellblade 2 comes the way of Eurogamer, who obviously got a chance to preview it like everyone else. Right. They got a chance to play for 40 minutes. And their story lead is Hellblade 2 will be 30 frames. Only for 30 frames per second, or 30 FPS on Xbox consoles. Plus, Ninja Theory founder Tamim Antonides has left the studio, and there was a follow up response to it. His name is Joey McDermott, He is the president of OTN Media. He's a games industry analyst. He actually responded to Eurogamer by saying the game looks and sounds stunning. Given how cinematic the first one played, I think 30 frames is going to be more than fine. And for those wondering, Antonodis left the studio quite a while ago. So they're actually trying to use one of the founders of Ninja Theory leaving the studio as being a dig at what's going on over at Hellblade and Hellblade 2. But according to Joey McDermott, he left the studio a while back. So why even bring that up unless you're looking to simply do exactly what I talked about, and that is farm engagement for negativity? It's one of those things that's, it's just disappointing. What are you going to do?
I mean, but this is their MO, right? Like, it's just some of these places, they just have this beef, and it's tiring. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I feel like we went through this period where it was like every week we're going at them. Like, look at these people. Let's do this. And like, sometimes you just look at it. It's like, this is just their MO now. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, there's no point with them, right? Just don't look at their shit, right? Like, don't look at it. And the same reason why we don't look at IGN or we don't do any of this stuff, because it's not worth anybody's time. Again, the only reason you bring something like that up is because it's like, look at who is saying this, right? Look at how they can't force a negative thing out of their mouth. I mean, that's a strong case for what's happening with Hellblade 2. But you know, these other people, they're nobodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. Without Digital Foundry, Eurogamer would be a nothing burger, right?
Yeah.
The fact that Digital Foundry partners with them is the only thing that gives them anything, because they post some of the things that Digital Foundry posts, and obviously people like to read that stuff and they visit the site, but it's a nothing burger. It's just not even worth it, man. These people are losers. It's crazy.
There's so much positive
stuff over here.
Yeah. And that's really what it comes down to. Honestly, it's the disappointment of the fact that, all right, so the previews are out, right? Everyone got a chance to play for 40 minutes. Most people, and again, I read you four of them. There are a lot more. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going to go around collecting some information, obviously, so we can use for tomorrow's conversation, along with some other things that we're going to get into. But it's disingenuous behavior that consistently comes out. Now, remember, wasn't it Eurogamer and Digital Foundry? I think it was Eurogamer that was denied a code for an Xbox game that was coming out. Was it Starfield? They were denied. It was something that they were denied, and ultimately Xbox bent the knee and gave it to them. They actually sent a code, and they were like, this is for Digital Foundry, not for Eurogamer.
Yes. Yep.
And this is why. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really think you're ever going to win any of these journos over. I mean, if they have a distaste for the brand, then giving them free shit, you know, like controllers and previews and inviting them to things, I wish they would just stop it altogether. You do not need to ponder, pardon the expression, to any of these sites if they're going to consistently go out of their way to try and hurt your brand.
Facts.
Eurogamer is a perfect example of that. They should not be invited to anything. If I was running the company, that's exactly what would have happened. Because again, you just got to look back. Ask the question, folks. Would they do this to Sony? Would they do this to PlayStation? You know why they wouldn't do it? Because A, they're cowards, and B, they would be blacklisted, right? They would not. They'd be put on the pay no mind list. They wouldn't get any codes. They wouldn't get any first time playthroughs. They wouldn't get any coverage. And a lot of their AdSense value, which we know Sony has a ton of invested into the gaming media, would dry up, and that's why they won't move. And they move against Xbox because Xbox, well, they're the good guys, and they're like, "Hey, punch me, it's fine, it's okay." I wish they'd punch back, honestly. I wish they would just punch back. That's just me. But
we're getting there, right? We're getting there. We're getting to the point where they are. again, you guys, it's you got to know how Microsoft moves. Right now, they're still in that building phase with Xbox. They're building all those games that have the high scores, right? They're trying to get that going, and things will be different when you have the power of knowing that what you're putting out is consistently at a high quality. And when the world keeps seeing that happen, then the narrative changes and you get to kind of force that narrative to change. And if it doesn't, then you don't care, right? Then you don't need to send it elsewhere because people are already assuming that your next game is going to be phenomenal because it's a Xbox exclusive. Just like that's what happens on PlayStation, right? There's people who think that all those games are going to be good regardless because they're made for PlayStation exclusively. And I mean, obviously we know that that's far from the truth, right? So Xbox will get there.
Yeah,
in the meantime, we get to enjoy it, right?
Yes.
We're all the haters out there, they're standing outside the glass looking like, why can't we have that? Right? Like, that's where they are right now, where we have it. We have it all coming to us. We're going to be able to enjoy every single moment. And whenever they finally catch up to it, fine. Let them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference to us. We're eating good nonstop. It's a beautiful thing. And we're never not going to eat good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the beauty. This is the forever train. You know, like, it's so dope, bro. Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah. And again, look, it's we the one thing that you could walk away from Xbox. And again, your mileage is going to vary on trust. Your mileage is going to vary on what you think is, you know, what they're doing with third party versus first party, what's going, what's staying. And that, and you know what, that's an uncomfortable situation for many people who are just one console. And you know, the truth of the matter is we're all petty in our own way, right? We want, like, for me, I'll admit it, I'm petty. I don't want Gears, Halo, and Forza on PlayStation, but that's because I'm petty and I'm at least honest about it. Now is that a marketable decision that Microsoft thinks? No, because they're a corporation. They don't give a shit about me, right? They're here to make a buck for their investors, and I get that. So, but I will let you know that I'm petty. I don't want certain franchises on anywhere else but on PC and on Xbox. But that's my right, and at least I admit that. The one thing that you can walk away from any conversation when it comes to Xbox is, at least if you're a fan of the brand and you've been following what they're doing, you have a roadmap. You know what they're working on, what is releasing in 2024, what is coming in 2025, a new console in 2026, a new handheld. You have a lot to get excited about. I don't understand.
Ooh, we didn't even talk about any of that. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, we have so much, bro.
There's much to get excited about right now as being an Xbox fan. You're eating good. It doesn't matter.
I like PlayStation trying to sell you another console to play zero new games on. So exciting for them. And a PlayStation Portal that can't run unless you have a PlayStation. You can't make this stuff up, dude. Like, it's crazy that this is the world that we live in, where they still think that it makes sense to talk badly on Xbox when Xbox is doing nothing but raising up the industry. It's making the industry exciting. It's giving us something that's worth playing and worth being excited about. Imagine if Xbox just chilled out and said, you know what, we're not going to talk about anything and not do anything. What would gaming be right now? PlayStation has zero games, yo. Zero games coming out this year for at least a year and a half.
Yeah.
Come on,
no, man. It's at least wild, you have a roadmap, and you have new hardware on the way, and a potential new way to game where you're going to have an open platform. Again, if you're not excited now, I don't know what will be, but here we are. We got some Hellblade information today. We got some Gears of War information. I'm super stoked about the brand. I'm super stoked about those two particular games. Let me catch up on Super Chats, and we will get everyone out of here. Andre Doyle drops a very generous $5 Super Chat. This is Hellblade 2 in May, Gear 6 on the next Xbox PC hybrid, among other first-party AAA exclusives. Setting the bar now, and Splinter Cell rumored to be at the rumors. The split, yeah, I actually just saw that. Hazard Door Gaming just posted that the Splinter Cell remake is rumored to be at the Ubisoft event this June, which I cannot wait for. Jimbo Jangles, our good friend all the way from the other side of the country in Colorado. Jimbo, thank you so much for the for being here. And, of course, the generosity. He drops a very generous $20 super chat and says, boom, you're looking younger and healthier than ever. That's very kind of you to say. That is, I'm in my 14th week of Supernatural Fitness, and it is phenomenal. I am down to 209, and I feel phenomenal. Nice, it's just great. He says, keep up the great work, brother. Hope everyone in the Double Barrel realm is doing well, brother. Thank you so much for the kind words and, of course, the generosity. Jay Rambert drops a very generous $5 super chat. And he says, boom, I'm with you. Every single day we see something negative about Xbox. Don't get me wrong. Xbox deserves criticism. They absolutely do. But not every single day shaking my head. Yeah, I mean, it's just like in real life. Like if you watch the news, how often do you see like positive, get happy in your feels, excitement stories? You don't. You hear horror. All they do is report on death, destruction. It's tiresome. And in gaming media, it's to a point where Jesus, can we get excited about freaking playing games again? Because I know I am. I'm excited to turn on my console, the Switch, the PS5, the Xbox, everything. And there's just not enough of it. I don't know what else to say. Anonymous Boss drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, salute, Mr. Boom and C, Dijon sauce with tacos forever.
God damn it.
Pony's mad that Hellblade looks good. By the way, C-Money said today is Taco Thursday. Yeah, I mean, listen, Taco Tuesday, Taco Thursday, whatever floats your boat, right? It's fine.
Did I say that?
I don't know. He said you did, so I don't know if it's Taco Thursday is fine. Simon
Randy good anyway, drops you know
a I'm very saying? Generous $2 super chat and says, I agree, Boom. It's I guess he meant to say is I'd be petty AF if I ran Xbox. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, I'm petty. Royal Boyle 78. What's up, dude? Hopefully you had a good Easter. He drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, boom, see money. What is good, my brothers? Another great show. Hope you all are having a wonderful day. Always here to support. Bring on that Gears, baby. Yeah, brother. Thank you so much for the support, as always. And yes, bring on some Gears news. We need some Gears in our lives. And lastly, Lieutenant Hulk drops a very generous $2 super chat. It says, I'm super excited, just super concerned about the hashtag SBI. I wouldn't be worried about it, dude. I don't think they're going to I don't think it's going to affect any of the games that they have had, you know, involvement with. I really don't. Like, I think that South of Midnight, which is one of the games supposedly that they had some sort of involvement with, South of Midnight is going to, I think the involvement was to make it authentic. I don't know that for sure. I'm just speculating, but I'm just saying that when you consider South of Midnight being a game that's based on black magic and voodoo and that region of the world, you want it to be authentic. The voices, the voice acting, the surroundings, the development of the character, you know, her origin. They want to. So I would imagine that if they keep it that way, it should only make a better story, which I am very excited for South of Midnight. But we will see, obviously. Let's see. We got another one popping here. Phantas Archer, welcome back, brother. Nice to see you here. He drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, I say keep giving Eurogamer stuff, and Microsoft should say, please post your cute little comments on the fences of our summer mansions, LOL. Yeah, dude, I mean... There are certain organizations, conglomerates, journalists, people that you're just not going to win over. They are just so tainted in what you do as a brand. No matter what you give them, no matter how you treat them, they're never going to flip to your side, even where credit is due. And obviously, I read verbatim what some of the sites who normally go out of their way to try and hurt the brand with negativity, to farm engagement through negativity, said about this game. Even at a $50 price tag, even at an 8 to 10 hour experience, even at 30 frames per second, all they could do is gush over calling, quote unquote, a true first next generation game this gen. That is saying a lot. And when you can win these folks over who go out of their way to hurt you, there's just one of those undeniable moments that you're like, okay, we have arrived. And even when some of the very questionable reviewers, you know, the sites say something, you know, that usually will say something negative, they're saying something positive. That even put that for me as just a human, right? Not as a gamer, not as an Xbox. You look at that and you got to look at Eurogamer with a side eye. If you weren't already, you got to be like, yeah, you know what? This ain't right. You know what? I'm going to put them on blast. But listen, we're at the mark of the show. Again, hour and 15 is usually the show. Let's get to the outros. Obviously, C-Money, you got a lot of stuff going on for the remainder of the week. Let's sell the brand. By all means, talk about On Point for Gamers, where they can subscribe.
GameStar just tossed one in.
Oh, he did. Yeah, GameShark. Well, but thank you so much for that. GameShark drops a very generous $5 super chat. Thank you so much for that, dude. He says the Matrix demo ran at 30 frames per second. Yes, it did. Not a single person cared, and all you heard was how stunning it was. Hashtag bloodbath 2024. Hashtag mustard for life.
No mustard for life. Mustard is trash. I don't believe you. All right. Nobody likes that shit. It's garbage.
I
love
mustard. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I like all kinds.
It's a lie. You're lying to yourself. You don't even know it. That's okay. I'm here.
Let's sell your brand. Obviously, On Point for Gamers. You and your wife and the kids do an amazing show quite a few times a week. You have a new show that's launching with him, her, and a dev, which is on the heels of him, her, and a guest. Talk about that, where people can subscribe, and more importantly, follow you on social media.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Boom, for having me, man. Appreciate it. Always love coming to our nice Thursday shows. Nice and chill. Appreciate you. And you can follow me over on Twitter at CMoneyForever. It's right there on the screen. You could also follow Doodle, who was in the chat, at Doodle2BeFree. And we do have an official official Twitter for On Point for Gamers. It's just On Point for Gamers, so you could go ahead and follow that as well. And that's our YouTube channel. It's called On Point for Gamers. We do four. I'm over here thinking I'm new now. We do four live streams a week. Sunday mornings, we got Morning Quest with Doodle and C-Money, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Tuesdays, we have Her, Him, and a Guest, which, as Mr. Boomstick alluded to, we have a new show that's going to be essentially taking its place, which is Her, Him, and a Dev. And very excited about it. When we went to PAX, you know, we got to go for the first time as media, and it was amazing. And I met so many, you know, we met so many people, we met so many developers, so many publishers, really hit it off with a lot of them. So we're going to have people coming on the show, you know, talking to them about what's it like to be a dev, what's it like to be a publisher, what's the things going on about themselves, about their games, everything. We're still going to do our show, our rapid fire round. So we're still going to do it. It's just going to move over to the devs, which is dope. That's actually going to kick off on April 30th. So Tuesday, April 30th. Our first guest is going to be Ben Cavalla from Midwest Games. He's the founder, and awesome dude. Holy shit, what a cool ass dude. So he's going to come, you know, they're publishing that game Duck Paradox. I don't know if you had a chance to see that game, Boom, or play it, but man, it's so much fun, so good. That was actually our first official review on the channel. We have we're doing a lot of different things now. So that's going to be on your Tuesdays. And then Wednesdays, you have On Point, the gaming podcast, which is our, you know, gaming podcast. It's me, Doodle, and our son, Madman. So we just had that yesterday, which was a phenomenal show. We had King David as a guest, and Hargeet ended up joining us towards the end of the show. It was phenomenal. Great show. Go check it out. Big one next week on Wednesday is our community blowout, where we get 7 to 8 of our community members come up with us and just rock out and talk about the news That's going to be next week on Wednesday. So definitely come check that out. And then the newest addition to our shows was the Night Shift Let's Talk Gaming. That's on Friday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern. Hargeet is a permanent member of that show, so he's always there. And then we have different guests. So tomorrow we will be live with that. And we'll announce the guests when we do our Twitter post on it. But yeah, definitely come check us out, man. We appreciate you. Anybody coming to watch, we love interacting with the chat and having people on. It's a great time. So yeah, come check us out, man. I think I put the link in there.
Yeah.
But come sub, come rock with us. It's a fun time. Our Discord's on there too. We have a great Discord. Come rock with us there as well.
Nice, thanks, brother. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for being a part of this show, obviously, each and every Thursday. A big shout out to all of very generous super chats that came in. Of course, a new chat.
One more came in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you so much. Let me just get that in front of me. Freddie Fox. Freddie, what's going on, brother? Thank you so much for being here. And of course, thank you so much for the very generous $5 super chat. And says Hellblade 2 will melt eyes with its graphics. My LG CX is ready, and I will rub those graphics in the pony's face because they have nothing that compares. I mean, listen, I have a tip of the spear a Samsung. I cannot wait to see this game. Like I said, if what we saw in January is any indication of what we're going to be able to see in about a month and a half, it is going to be unbelievable. Like I said, again, no one's giving credit. I see people like, hey, were you giving IGN credit? Where did I give them credit? I simply said I had to pinch myself that they're actually saying something positive. And do I believe what they're saying? Well, I don't care. I don't care what they said. I said, I'm just saying that no matter what, the usual first take from any of these sites is dump on Xbox game, farm engagement. That has been the standard for months. I'm not lying. It's out there for you to just pay attention and see for yourself. The fact
they all know it. That's why they're pissed about it.
Right. Well, again, that's what's interesting. And again, what the conversation is that if they are convinced that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, that should give you an indication that the 30 frames is not going to matter. If they're saying what they're saying, because they're the first ones to go out of their way to be disingenuous for farming engagement. If they can't even use falsities in the conversation, that should give you a clear indication. But if it doesn't, it's fine. The game comes out in a month and a half. Bend the knee.
That's you. It's bringing it up is important to point out. Like, look at what Xbox has accomplished. It made them bend the knee. We talked about this in January when they put out that article or that video, or I forget what it was now, but it was basically Xbox has a much more exciting year than PlayStation does.
Yep.
That was the first sign of them having to bend the knee. And look at them, our first big game of the year outside of Power World that we got that everybody wants to forget. Like, it wasn't day one in Game Pass for free, and it wasn't the biggest game of the year till right now, still the biggest game of the year. But they are doing it again. Our first big game, bending the knee, right? And when I mean bending the knee, they can't even find a way to slander it, right? Yep. Because they know that if they do it, it looks so like it's so out of nowhere. Like, again, Eurogamer, look at how ridiculous they sound trying to keep that angle. It's like, no, bro, get with the times.
Yeah,
this is not the same Xbox. You're not in the same ring anymore. This is a different field, homie. We're playing a different game. Xbox runs this game. Yep. They run it now, and they're going to run it forever. You know why? Because big bank take little bank, right? The cash flow that Microsoft has is undeniable. They can take whatever they want, and they want a lot.
Yeah.
Satya said he's doubling down. We still haven't seen what that means yet.
Yeah. No, absolutely, brother. I mean, it's an interest. Get excited, folks. Time to push the negativity to the side. We have a major game coming out. We got major information today. June show is around the corner. If you're an Xbox fan and you've been down because people are trying to keep you down, don't allow them to keep you down. Stand up. Be proud. Be an Xbox fan. There's a lot to get excited about. There is a roadmap. There's new hardware. There's new services potentially coming to your next Xbox in the form of Epic Game Store and Steam opening up a platform, doing things that they've no one in the industry has ever done before. And it's, we should all be very excited. But that is going to do it for us today. Thank you so much again for over 700 live viewers today, both through Twitter and, of course, YouTube. Hit the like button if you're here. Please consider subscribing to the channel if you're not already subscribed. And of course, I'm going to close out the show with something that's incredibly important to me. Hopefully one day it'll be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught us when we were kids. And he would say this, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, son. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the newest episode of X Vlog Live.